That was his boast. But no dogs nosed at Hector. Zeus's daughter Aphrodite kept them from his body night and day, anointing it with oil ambrosial, rose fragrant, not to let rough dragging by Achilles rip the skin. Phoebus Apollo, too, from heaven sent down a black cloud to the plain, shading the spot the body lay on, that the power of burning sun should not invade and parch the flesh of limbs and sinews. And now, too, Patroclus's pyre would not flame up. Achilles thought of another way. He drew apart and prayed to the two winds of the north and west, assuring them of sacrificial gifts. Then from a golden cup he made libation copiously, praying the two to come, so that the dead might quickly be consumed by conflagration of the great logs. Iris heard his prayers, and went to tell the winds, at that time gathered indoors in the home of the blustering west wind, for a drinking bout. Iris ran down to stand upon the doorstone, and when they saw her, all the winds uprose with invitations, each one for himself. But she refused, and said, "I must not stay. I'm bound onward across the streams of ocean to the country of the sunburned. Hecatombs they'll make the gods. I must attend the feast. Achilles begs the winds of north and west to blow toward him. He promises fine offerings if you will fan and set aflame the pyre Patroclus lies on, mourned by all Achaeans." That said, she soared away. The north and west winds issued with a wondrous cry, both driving cloud before them. Over open sea they blew in a rush and took their gusty way as seas grew rough under the gale, wind wailing. Then to the fertile plain of Troy they came and fell upon the pyre. The flame roared, blazing up terribly, and all night long they joined to toss the crest of fire high with keening blasts. And all night long Achilles dipped up wine from a golden bowl and poured his double cupfuls down, soaking the earth and calling Patroclus's feeble shade. He mourned him as a father mourns a newly married son whose death is anguish to his kin. Just so Achilles mourned his friend and gave his bones to the great flame to be devoured. With dragging steps and groans he moved about the pyre. Now when the star of morning eastward rose to herald daylight on the earth, and dawn came after, yellow-robed, above the sea, the pyre died down, the flame sank, and the winds departed, veering homeward once again by sea for Thrace, as the ground-swell heaved and foamed.